Do you ever wonder whether Padre Pio is still busy helping people today? Nestor's friend Guadalupe was diagnosed with cancer, but after enrolling him in Padre Pio's weekly mass, he was miraculously declared cancer-free. Watch this video to hear the full story of Guadalupe's healing, as well as other testimonies of Padre Pio's intercession. Welcome back to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Hello everyone! Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude for the incredible support, feedback, and personal stories that you, our viewers, have shared with us. Your words have been a constant source of inspiration, and I am thrilled to showcase a few of them today. Our first testimony comes from Monica, who shares an interesting experience she had that might shed light on something you might not have known about Padre Pio. Listen to this. Several years ago, after asking for Saint Pio's intercession on the way into Mass, I had a different experience with smell involving him. After sitting in my pew, I was quite alone in a section of the church. Suddenly, I smelled a strong odor of tobacco under just one of my nostrils. I was in no way expecting this. I read that another smell associated with Saint Pio is tobacco, as he used it under one nostril to aid with his sinuses. Indeed, for those who did not know, Padre Pio did in fact occasionally sniff tobacco. Sometimes those who knew him better would bring him this type of tobacco, called snuff tobacco, as a gift. And there are also several reports of scenting the fragrance of tobacco in association with Padre Pio. Monica, your account reminds us that sometimes the saints communicate with us in ways we least expect. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. Our second testimony comes from a viewer who shares an account of their mother's miraculous healing. The viewer writes, "Doctors told our family that our mother will die. Absolutely no hope. We brought two pictures to her bed in the hospital, one of Merciful Jesus and a miracle picture of Padre Pio. Our mother is fine and didn't die." After reading this account, I thought to myself, the only thing I would really want if I were on my deathbed would be some pictures of our Lord Jesus, our Mother Mary, and the saints. Sacred images are great tools for prayer and sources of comfort. This testimony underscores the profound impact that visual reminders can have in our lives, especially in moments when times are hard. Thank you for sharing this inspirational testimony. I hope your mother is still doing well. Our final testimony comes from Nestor, who enrolled a friend in our weekly Padre Pio Holy Mass. Listen to this. At the end of 2022, Guadalupe Reina from Texas told me that he had cancer. I said that I would enroll him in Padre Pio's weekly mass. On June 20th, 2023, he called me to say that after his medical treatments, his doctor said that he is now cancer-free. He asked me to share his testimony and thank the Padre Pio community. Glory to God, and thanks, Padre Pio, for your intercession. Indeed, glory be to God, and thanks to Padre Pio. Nestor, all I can say is that enrolling your friend was a wonderful idea and a testament to the power of the Mass sacrifice. Padre Pio emphasized the importance of prayer and intercession for one another. He lived his life praying for others, and your act of enrolling Guadalupe in the weekly Mass beautifully exemplifies this principle. Thank you for sharing this testimony and reminding us to pray for one another. This is why I strongly encourage you all to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. Your intentions can be included in holy masses celebrated monthly or even weekly, depending on your level of support. You can also include the names of your friends and relatives who have passed away or are in need of prayers. It is a beautiful way to make a positive impact, just as Nestor did for Guadalupe. As a special gift, each member will receive a picture of Padre Pio, a tangible symbol of his spiritual presence in your life. So please, click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please keep sending us your testimonies. They are a huge spiritual uplift for all of us. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.